I'm Aaron Schachter in for Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. An emotional Oscar Pistorius testified again today at his murder trial in South Africa. The former Olympian gave his version of events, explaining what he said happened the night he shot his girlfriend, Reeva Steenkamp, to death in his own home.
And then I heard a noise from inside the toilet. What I perceived to be somebody coming out of the toilet. Before I knew it, I'd fired 4 shots at the door. My ears were ringing, I couldn't hear anything. So I shouted, I kept on shouting for Reeva to phone the police.
But as we now know, Reeva Steenkamp was on the other side of that door. The BBC's Milton Nkosi was in the courtroom. And Milton, first of all, did we learn anything new about that night?
What was interesting today in court is that Oscar Pistorius mentioned something I hadn't really zoomed in on. He said he woke up in the middle of the night to find the sliding doors leading up to his balcony opened and the two fans still outside. And he found Reeva, who was still awake, and they had a brief chat, and she said, "Can't you fall asleep, my baby?" And he said, "No, I'm going to close the sliding door and bring in the fans." I didn't realize how close the conversation had been to him going to the door and realizing the noise in the bathroom and then taking his gun, going to the bathroom.
The prosecution, of course, believes that this is premeditated murder, that he knew perfectly well who was behind that door.
Yes, indeed. The charge of murder is that he shot and killed Reeva Steenkamp with intent. He says it was a terrible mistake. Now, the prosecution needs to prove that he knew that it was Reeva in there. For example, they brought in witnesses who said they heard screams that night before, during, and after the shootings. So that is when really we're going to hear from him when he defends himself, because he's the only other person who was in the house at that time to explain exactly the sequence of events. But the whole country is waiting with bated breath to hear exactly how he explains the idea that someone might have climbed up the ladder through the bathroom in one of the most secure estates in the capital of South Africa, Pretoria.
As we heard, the testimony has been pretty emotional from Oscar Pistorius. Is it persuasive?
You know, listening to the radio stations today and the talk shows and the call-ins, there is a varied number of opinions about his emotions today. Other people saying this is an act, throwing phrases like he's got to win an Oscar for this one. But other people say they feel for him, even though they don't think he's guilty, or whether he's guilty or not guilty, they still feel for the man because he is quite emotional about the events of that night. And remember, what was important during the bail application when the state was making its case was that they said premeditated doesn't mean that you have to plan the murder 2 weeks in advance or a day in advance. You could plan it minutes in advance and still carry it out, and that is still premeditated murder.
Members of the ANC Women's League have been attending the trial. Why are they doing that?
The African National Congress Women's League, remember African National Congress is the governing party here, and they are in court supporting Reeva Steenkamp's family because South Africa has one of the highest levels of gender violence, particularly against women. And that's what they're trying to do. They are supporting Reeva in this specific case, but they're also sending a general message because this case is in the news across radio and television and, of course, on all the newspapers here in South Africa. They're sending a message that they're standing with the women who are, by and large, the victims of violence from their men here in South Africa. So that is why they are in court supporting the Steenkamp family.
The BBC's Milton Nkosi is following the trial of former Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius. Milton, thanks as always.
You're welcome, Aaron. Great to talk to you.